chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder, how does a man get to be this way? I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
What's up, Paul?
Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
What's up, bro? Can you hear me this morning? Hey, Lunar. Hey, Paul. How you doing?
I was waiting on ABC to share back up into the show.
You waiting on who?
ABC to share back up into the show.
ABC?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
I was got a
home
back on you. Talk about Darius and the friendship, you know.
Oh, yeah, Darius. You talking about Darius and Aiken?
He's not going to be his friend no more next year.
Yeah, no, I know. He said he was going to call that other dude and ask him if he can call him 7 days a week. Talk to him 7 days a week.
All he was trying to get him to call Darius would they could both speak to him together.
Oh, wow. I was just trying to start some shit. Oz needs to go to bed. Luna, how are you this morning? Yeah, 8 fucking empty Mountain Dew bottles over here beside my little chair, man, that I sit in to do my podcast. I got a problem. I was all drank yesterday. Oh, this morning. I finished one, but eight 20-ounce bottles, man, I went through yesterday of Mountain Dew. That's a lot of damn Mountain Dew, man. I don't have diabetes. I know. I am surprised. But I'm not going to wish it upon myself, so. Where's that? Now it's resin. That is bold. Hate when the inside of your bowl gets all resin up and you can't even pack weed in it anymore. I give this Pepsi Holic Hope. Yeah, that's crazy, right? Hey, Daddy Hoff, how you doing? Well, usually I get like 4 6 packs of the bottles. And that'll last me a week. Usually about 24 of them. It'll last me a week. But not if I'm drinking 8 of them a day. That's just wild. I can't believe I drink. That had to be the last 2 days. That had to be the last 2 days. There ain't no way I drank all that yesterday. Because I killed a gallon of tea yesterday, too, so. Yeah, but it's just 8 Mountain Dews and a gallon of tea, dude. That's a lot of damn sugar going into the body at one time. Yeah. Sarah's sister stayed last night. It looks like she left her charger here. That's sad. What is the little teenage girl going to do without her phone all day? Yeah, it was 5 o'clock somewhere.
She'll steal Sarah's charger.
That's true. That's true. She could steal Sarah's charger. Yeah, that's probably why she left it, so she could steal Sarah's charger. Well, put on a song real quick. Smoke a cigarette. Get some weekend bait going on. That's wild. Hey, there's some music, you know, it's just recorded at a lower volume, I guess. There's some songs you listen to, you're like, damn, I can't hear that shit. And then the next song you put on, it's like, holy shit, my eardrums are bleeding. Hey, Kartik, how you doing, man? But I ain't gotta be a big fan. Don't go end of a goodbye in the due side of a give a damn. Never saw me standing here wondering what comes next. Damn, I'm coughing, I ain't even hit the ball. That just thinking about hitting the bowl made me cough.
Yeah, maybe I got what I needed.
man. I like this song, Paul. You'll like it, dude. Maybe. I don't know. What's up, Nondescript? How you doing, man? Welcome in. What's up, Nondescript? How you doing?
Tell me how to do it. And don't tell me how to don't. Don't tell me how to wing it. I wing it how I want. And don't tell me how to sing it. It's my damn song. Come on, Joe. Don't tell me how to put it. No, I put it where I want. And don't tell me how to do it. And don't tell me how to don't. Don't tell me. Don't tell me how to wing it. I wing it how I want. And don't tell me how to sing it. It's my
do a little throwback song on you here, Paul. What were you doing when this song came out, bro?
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind. Yeah.
Ready?
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? There should be no more, so for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Well, you know fresher than home, don't mean that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking at. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open ahead with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations of these generations.
That's right, RIP Kiss.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more.
What
you made me do, look what I made for you. You did what, Paul? Oh, yeah. What is that dude's name? I know I live in that town.
And I need you to remember one thing. One thing. I came, I saw, I conquered. From record sales, sold out concerts. This motherfucker, if you want this encore, I need you to scream till your lungs are sore. Come on.
I'm tired of being what you want me to be. Feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. Don't know what you're expecting of me. But under the pressure of walking.
I have not seen the new Linkin Park cover. One of the lines is missing in their logo. I just learned that each of the lines representing a band member, and Chester's is missing. Oh, wow. Paul said that he liked Linkin Park and stuff. He just wasn't going to glorify the dude's death when he did it to himself or something like that. You know what you said, Paul?
Yeah, I don't feel sorry.
Yeah, you don't feel sorry. Yeah. Me neither, man. Yeah, Lunar said she don't think it's a glorification. She just thinks it's an acknowledgement of something sad. It definitely was sad.
Yeah, that they're sitting here trying to make out themselves. That.
Jackie, I can't control depression. For some reason, is that a line from Roseanne? Why does that seem like that'd be a line from Arizona? Hey, son, you, how you doing? That 70s show, that's what it is. That's funny, that 70s show. For some reason, I was thinking Roseanne talking to her sister. I was like, all right. Yeah, yeah, that's that 70s show, yeah. That's funny. Way off base. Roseanne, that 70s show. Yeah, you know, whatever. You know the band LFO that sang that song Abercrombie and Finch? All right, yeah, yeah. I need a girl from Abercrombie and Finch, whatever. The LFO stands for Light Funky Ones. I never knew that, but in Pandora they put out their whole name. Huh. Hey, Dr. Graham, how you doing? That just threw me way off. I don't even know what I was looking for now. Now we're in the late 90s, early 2000s here. We'll throw back to some Lenny Kravitz.
The only hit he ever had.
The only hit he ever had. Hey, Doc. Paul caught it. Well, I went straight to Roseanne when I heard Jackie. Don't wanna see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Gully lights get hypnotized. I got someone else in eyes. Now woman, you're being ashamed of yourself because you're a stoner too. I should be. I should be ashamed of myself, but. And I have watched every episode of that 70s show that ever came on. I don't know why I didn't get that. I just woke up, man, not too long ago. That's what my excuse is.
Well, I still watch it on my TV every day.
Yeah, I don't watch too much TV anymore, but I did watch every show, every episode. Yeah, they did. They made that 90s show.
Yeah, Leonard, it's actually pretty decent. It's not going to be what that 70s show was, but for the younger generation, it's pretty decent. Red. Kitty ain't red and kitty enough for me, though. They're too mellow.
Well, they're older now, man.
Yeah, the red's meant to be an ass too.
We all mellow out as we get older, Paul.
Well, Brad and Kitty do hope we get to smoke a lot more. Sure. I gotta go. You won't see Hyde there, though.
Nah, won't see Hyde. Is Eric on there? Have you seen Eric and Donna? Any of their kid, their daughter that's on there?
Is Eric and Donna's kid, but yeah, it was Jackie's kid showed up on it as well. Always the Kelsey.
We've been talking about Jackson. Ever since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson. You know, I don't know why I was talking about Jackie. It made me think about Jackson by Johnny and Jim Cash, but whatever.
Did you just call it Johnny and Jim Cash?
Johnny and Jim Cash. It's both of them. Johnny and June. Johnny and June, man.
I'm gonna snowball, Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat. Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But to laugh at you in Jackson.
Yo, what's up, Ian? How you doing, man?
Dancing on a pony cake. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson. You big talking man. And I'll be waiting in Jackson.
Coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson.
So weird. That awkward silence when you didn't pick another song to go right behind that song fast enough, huh? DJ of the year, I am not.
Now you're getting used to it.
Yeah, just for that, I'm going to
make sure you're special, bro.
I'm going to hook you up with some Michael Jackson, man, on this fine Friday morning.
That's all right. I know how to swap shows and come back. Oh hell, not free willie.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit you with that free willie.
Sad part is I knew it before it even started.
That's right. And
I will then say to thee, you are my friend. Sounds like ABC starting it out.
Don't it? Carry me like you are my brother. Darius. Love me like a
mother. There you go, sing it like ABC. See how it sounds.
can't do that. That's how I felt about California the left. I never looked back after that. Sitting there looking at the picture off the cover of the Free Willy soundtrack, and that little boy standing there on the rocks, and you know, Willy's jumping over top of him back out to sea. I sat there thinking, dude, you know how great of a movie it would have been if that fucking whale hadn't made the jump completely and landed on top of that boy and just smushed him right there in the movie. Credits roll. I don't know if I said it or not, but next Thursday on the Old Man Show, we're going to roast the old man. So if you want to get in on that, make sure you show up Thursday at the Old Man Show.
I paid for the horn to the show.
You did what, Paul?
I said I'd be kicked off the show in one comment, but he's got to be
quiet. No, you just can't cuss. You gotta say things in a PG way.
PG
way. Hey Jax, how you doing?
Hey Jax, how
you doing? Hey Janie, I hear you in the background over there.
Hey Janie,
I
hear you in the background. Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing alright.
How are you doing,
hon? I don't know, did I say it? I didn't say it. The weed man better come through, dude. It's 4:19. You only got a day.
He ain't came through in 2 days, so we gave up on it. We wanted somewhere else.
Call Christian. We'll get him to bring you some weed.
That's what we're getting our money back from, bro.
Are you saying Christian?
Nah, he's the middleman.
Right, right, right.
I'm talking about the actual weed man. He's the middleman.
Yeah. He should have anticipated the fact that you and Janie were going to need weed, and had already bought it for you. That way, when you needed it, he could be like, "Here, pops." That's what a good son does.
That's what a good son does. Double holiday and all.
Yeah, double holiday. Why is it a double holiday?
Because
yeah, anniversary.
Crackhead. Means I get to smoke twice as much.
Right. That means Janie gets twice as much stuff and you get nothing.
17, 18, 19, 20. Okay. Let me make sure I had a 2020.
Not for nothing, man, but who the hell gets married twice on the same day?
Him. He shouldn't have let me pick the fucking date. I know that was his first wedding date. And he didn't want to tell me either.
I did tell you, and you said, I don't care.
What, the day after you got married?
No, he postponed our wedding because of, because his grandma got sick, and then she ended up dying, and then somebody else died, and then he didn't want to get married, and then, I don't know what happened, he's like, well, pick the fucking date, and then he said, I conned him into getting married, into marrying me, so I don't know.
You were conned into it, Paul?
She's feisty, man.
He said, I forced it, so. But it's like I told him, whenever you don't want me, tell me. I'll fucking leave. All I gotta take is just what I came with, my kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't Paul was like, this is the last shot I got. You ain't going nowhere.
So, yeah.
All the other ones have been batshit fucking crazy. Well, shit kind of crazy too, but you're not batshit crazy.
That's why I got me one that was batshit crazy off the rip.
Fuck you. And plus, you don't want to end up like all my exes. They're all dead. So. I waited twice. He's my third marriage.
He said you widowed yourself twice. Did you? You mean you killed them all?
No, I didn't kill them. They died on their own. You know, so. Pause my third marriage. So we'll see how this one goes. So far, it's been the longest one.
She picked the unhealthy one because she knew I'd die on my own same tooth. It's for the insurance.
Bullshit. What fucking insurance?
I've got policies.
He said, I got policies, David. I got policies.
I used to until I got laid off. I got myself $300,000. That way, it will be spent.
What are you talking about? I've changed jobs and I kept two of my policies too.
Yeah, I couldn't afford that shit. That looked like a skinny teddy and tall.
I couldn't either, but I was too invested in it to let it go.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
It wasn't like they were going to give me my money back until I reached so many years of age.
Yeah, they don't give you your money back, Paul.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they
do. If you get the right terms, life ones, if you outlive the policy, you get everything you paid into it back. You don't get the full shebang, you just get what you paid in there.
Right.
That's how terms work. A lot of people ain't smart enough to go get their shit. That ain't my fault.
I don't know, I got a couple life insurance policies, but they're just life insurance policies. They're not term limit policies. I never got a term limit policy. Military ones for life, you know. As long as you just keep up with it. But.
And then the bank keeps giving me free $3,000 ones. I got two of them through the bank right now.
Those bitches haven't offered me shit.
A different bank.
And I've been on the same bank with
they
you.
BB&T to Truist. It's like BB&T one's still there now. Truist offers.
Hey, bro. How you doing, man? Good morning, dude. This way, I'm going to offer Jenny a life insurance policy.
You able to hear me, Russ?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, guys.
How you doing today, Rick?
I'm good. I'm sitting here in the office watching Dean and Rick try and learn how to unpack and type a report.
I don't want to get an echo off you, Paul.
What? I don't hear no echo.
No, you don't hear it because it's on your end. No, I don't hear it either.
I don't see how. I'm still connected through my truck. I ain't changed nothing.
I guess the volume in your truck's loud enough to where it's feeding back into the phone.
Nah, because it runs through the truck mic.
Well, then it's loud enough to where it's running into the truck.
That's the best setup I got to sit in the truck.
Look, damn it. If I had other people to listen to my show in the mornings, I'd ask somebody if they could hear it. But I know I can't. But it doesn't matter. See, Luna's here. Heard it since she's been here.
See, I swapped from my Bluetooth to the truck though at 9 o'clock.
All day. Yeah, I hear it pop through every now and then, Russ.
Well, at least I'm not batshit crazy.
Oh, you are. It's all in your fucking head.
Morning, Lunar.
So, I wash all these dishes, man. I have them sitting over in this stink draining and, you know, drying. I guess my son came in last night, ate a bowl of cereal and dumped milk all over him. I guess he thought they were dirty or whatever. But now he's got to get up here. Before he goes to work, he's got to wash dishes. I'll be damned, dude. Retard, took milk all over clean dishes.
No, I'm going to look at it first. I told him at lunch.
I can't be too mad at him, man. When he got home from work last night, I'd already went to bed. I guess he went to a friend's house, whatever. But when I woke up this morning, I had a nice little ounce of weed just sitting there waiting on me. So I cannot complain too much.
Then you should wash the dishes then. He had you a whole ounce.
Yeah, I give him food and water and shelter, and he's 21 years old and still living in my fucking house. I think it's an even trade. That is an even trade.
Those motherfuckers wanted to move out.
Yeah, he is. He's moving to California in August.
Oh, man, that's sad.
They were going to move to Colorado, him and his group, but they got an apartment out in California where one of the guys lives. And to be honest...
What part of California? I got family out there.
San Bernardino.
Hey, Russ.
Hey, Brett.
Check your... Check your mic, Russ. It may be you that's got the feedback.
I gotta go look.
Yeah, because your aux cord has been acting up the last 2 weeks, bro. It might be your aux cord. So yeah. Maybe. Or you better run back into work. It might be me, man. I don't know.
I'm gonna smell.
I'm not supposed to hold a piece of a cigarette, a blunt, and a bag.
Give me the fucking blunt then.
I just don't hear any echo off of Paul. But when you talk, Brett, I hear an echo from you. And when I talk, I hear an echo. And Luna says everybody's echoing.
I'm gonna keep on a week.
But yeah, San Bernardino.
That's
where he said.
San Bernardino, I think that's around.
I have no idea, to be honest.
Dennis, where's that leg, but on the nicer side of the neighborhood.
I know one of the guys that's in his little group, his little rap stable, I guess you'd call him. I don't know what you'd call him. But, they got an apartment out there in California. It's a four-bedroom apartment. It's going to be Caleb and Stacy, that dude, and one of the other dudes is moving out there to live in that apartment. And then the other four guys that are in the group are renting another apartment out there. So they're all going to be in the same area.
They better have deep pockets. That shit's high out there.
Well, Caleb's going to start getting royalties here soon off of a beat he made for D12. And he's going to start using it to pay for his part of the rent. And they just got another song that just they wrote that's getting some traction out there. And they're going out there talking to some record label, I don't know. But things are moving for Caleb.
Okay, I just wanted to see if there's still an echo.
No.
I hear nothing.
I don't hear any echo anymore.
Okay.
Paul left the truck, though.
I'm back on Bluetooth.
Yeah. It was the truck, man, I'm telling you.
Luna?
Me? There we go. I was going to say it disappeared.
It's in the L.A. area. You kidding? You can tell you, gotta be careful. I'm not trying to scare anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Compton ain't worth trying to go see either. Cops fuck with you trying to go in or come out wanting to light you in there. Cops won't let you make the wrong turn. I like seeing the beaches, but other than that, Hollywood Boulevard was really trashy, nothing like it looked like on TV. But once you've seen it, you've seen it. After that, the beaches is the only good thing there.
Well, he's got it, like, he's going to transfer from Olive Garden here to Olive Garden out there. And he's still going to be an assistant kitchen manager out there. So he'll have that going for him. He is talking to a record label while he's out there. And I don't know, man. I just, you know, I guess that's where it's
at. At least he's going prepared with a job and not just going out there and hoping.
Yeah, I mean, he's going out there, already got a place to stay. You know, he's got the Honda Pilot here. He's putting a new engine in it. And so he's going to have a car. And, you know, so he won't have to depend on somebody else or Uber or any of that shit. He'll have his own vehicle out there. And,
y'all go ahead and put him a crash bar on front and back because he's going to have one.
All right. Yeah. Out there. But, and then the music thing kind of picking up for him, dude. You know what I mean? Like, that's really starting to pick up for him for real. So, that's what he's going out there to do is the music. If he gets in any kind of trouble, it won't take nothing but a plane ride for me to get out there and fix his shit. So, yeah. Hoping it all goes well. You got to grow up sometime, do your own thing, adventure out. 21's not a bad age to do it, I guess.
I still haven't reached that stage yet.
Hell no, because we were dumb as hell at 16, right?
Yeah. I just know, you know, he's only going to go so far doing his music and shit from, I mean, I don't know, it's the internet and all that shit, and you got all that shit nowadays, but really, dude, you know, Rock Hill's not the place to pop off your music career from, you know what I mean?
We got Jay Smalls, man.
Yeah. Gotta go where the music's at, man. Gotta go where the people are at, the connections are at. There's still something to be said to make about making personal connections with people, right? Although it does kind of suck that my only son and my best friend, for the most part, he's gonna move fucking all the way across the country, but yeah, that's what kids do. Yeah.
And then your daughter is gonna be like, fucking up, like, I'm gonna
sit here
and live with
your brother. Tori, dude, she's already got plans to move to fucking Tennessee. She's gonna go to Trevecca. It's her plans. So she already has plans to move out and head on to Tennessee as soon as she graduates. And then
I'll make sure to let her know, don't listen to you. Stay.
Right, stay in Tennessee. Don't go back. Yeah, yeah. Stay. don't go back. Yeah. That's funny. But no, her and her boy, by the time that she's out of high school, her boyfriend, he's going to be he'll be a junior in high school, or in college. I'm sorry, I said high school. By the time she's in freshman in college, he'll be a junior in college. And he's going to transfer over to Trevecca his junior year so they can go to school together and get a place up there or whatever, you know, all that shit. So, and he's a really good dude, so I'm not worried about her. She's going to be fun. And then it'll just be me and the six-year-old who will be, well, she won't be six no more. She'll be seven. And Aspen will be four. Still stuck with two kids, though, for a while. I say stuck in a bad way, but it's really not a thing. You know, I like kids. I like my kids. And my wife's becoming a youth minister, so she likes every other fucking adolescent kid out there in the fucking world. What's up, Cindy? How you doing? Hey, Eric. How you doing? My life was just destined to have kids stuck in it for fucking everybody. Raising tomorrow's future today. It's the slogan of my life. Yeah, career father. Yeah, that's a good term for it, Eric. Hope you're doing well today, my friend. You know what's crazy, man, is how much money people made out of these little poppet toys that are for fidgeting and shit. You know, they're just little bubbles you pop in and out. You know how much money was made off this stupid little thing, dude? It's insane. Our fidget spinners, you know how much money they made off of fidget spinners?
Dude, I ran across like five of those the other day when I was cleaning out a drawer in my office.
Yeah, everybody bought them, dude. Because they're great, you know?
Yeah, I had fidget spinners everywhere.
Yeah, dude, it's retarded, man. It's just like a just like a roller skate fucking little bearing with plastic around it. Yeah, it's crazy.
Rick, he's easy to keep busy. I just hand him a Tupperware bowl or a lid or something and play with it for hours.
Yeah, my kid gave me this little keychain poppet fidget thing. And it's just got three little poppets on it. I've been sitting here fucking with it for almost an hour now. For no reason, man. Just like...
You're right, Cindy. I'll throw him a chew toy.
Throw him a chew toy. Yeah, it's funny.
Give him a Kong ball with peanut butter in it.
Yeah, the lucky winner to the trivia contest over to Old Man's podcast. We get to find that out today. That's cool. It's always fun. Always fun to find out the winner. Look at that. Glowflow Denver gift card up for grabs. That's pretty cool. Man, I gotta do something with this damn fidget thing. It's getting on my nerves. I'm messing with it too much. You know what blows my mind? I look around my house, dude, and I clean my house at night, dude. But when everybody goes to bed, before I go to bed, I pick everything up, clean it, make it look nice, dude. I wake up in the mornings, and all the girls have gotten up and gotten ready for school or work or whatever. And it looks like I didn't do shit to the house before I went to bed. Every morning, dude. And I know if I didn't do anything before I went to bed, it'd look twice as bad, and then it'd just pile on itself. But that's neither here nor there. But it's still, it's kind of a irking. It vexes the soul. You know what I mean? Have kids, they said it'll be fun, they said.
Oh, damn, it's windy out here.
What you doing outside, man? I thought you were hanging out in the office today.
I am. I just came out for a cigarette.
Oh, yeah. Gone are the good old days where you could have just smoked at your desk.
Right. Those days are way gone.
It's kind of sad, really. I understand a word you were saying. Hey, Avery. Look at you sneaking in here. I didn't even see you sneak in. I even read what Luna said after you snuck in and didn't see you sneak in. That's wild. Yeah, I can't understand you at all, Paul. I think it's picking off your phone mic and not your head, your Bluetooth mic. I want the days back when you're sitting there listening to a sermon and the preacher lights up a cigarette while he's talking to you. Or when you used to walk into a restaurant and there'd be like this blue haze of smoke just sitting across the whole restaurant. And they'd be like, do you want smoking or non-smoking? I'm like, I don't know. Waffle houses were always like that. Everybody smoking the whole damn restaurant except for two booths off to the left. And like, you want a non-smoking section? We got these two booths right here. And like, they're like, who are you playing with? What's up, Caps? Hey, 4Q, how you doing? Good to see y'all in.
Hello, hello, hello.
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 Morning, Caps.
How are you doing?
Hello, Paul, and hello, Pauls. I'm good. Hello, Luna. Hello, fuck you. Fuck you. And I hope everyone in the chat, whoever else is in there, if I've missed anyone, fuck you. But yeah, I hope you're doing well, man. Eric, I hope you're doing well. How you been, man? I hope everyone's doing fucking brilliant. It's Holiday Friday. I hope you're doing fucking good. You bunch of fucking ready for the wrath of Friday, people, yeah? You know what I'm saying?
So you ready to get off work, huh?
Started. Caps.
Yeah, man. Let's kick up some shit. Have we got anyone to bully? We are, like, fucking... I was in Ozzy's show just now, and before he restarted, he was talking to Quiz, and it was really fucking funny, man. And Darius, he was talking about Darius. Oh, I didn't know Darius was a man.
Yeah, Darius is a dude.
Yeah, man. I didn't know he was a man. He said he's going to let him roll down the hill. I asked him, did you punch him? You know? No, it's Darius. It's got a W in it.
Yeah, he's on ABC.
But anyway.
Darius is
ABC 7. Okay, not anymore.
So I was over there taking the piss out of him.
No, me and Oz was earlier, but then we started a new show and he never came in.
Yeah, leave that boy on. He's mental, man.
Apologies, questions still spend.
That's one of the dudes that's not cool to sit there and make fun of him in front of his face. You had to do it behind his back, dude.
Boy.
Because he's retarded.
I don't really care, to be honest.
you don't get it.
I'd sing that song. Why one we woo? You're looking kind of wild with we. Wings are getting over. Listen to what I say. Got to turn around. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
He's the guy on the podcast here.
It's not my fault. Yo, mate, listen. A lisp is not really a speech impediment. All you've got to do is take your tongue off your teeth. You know? That's all you got to do. I used to have a lisp when I was a kid until I grew a pair of bollocks and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see you with the lisp. Yeah. I can see you with the lisp.
I don't care. I'm still going to take the piss out of you anyway.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, I can see you try. I can see you doing it.
Yeah. So, what, you've been up to Russell McLever?
Fucking Clint. Of course. Yeah,
Clint. It's wide eye. It's wide eye. Wide eye. You gotta fucking take the piss out. Oh, man. Yeah. How's family and that? All good in the hood?
Yeah, it's only 9:30 here, man.
You sound a bit low, man. What's happened?
I've only been up for about an hour, man.
You reloaded or what?
No, I'm just waking up.
You got weed?
Yeah, I got weed. I got brand new stash this morning. Yeah. I've already smoked a couple bowls, man. I'm waking and baking, dude. It's,
oh, man. Good lad. Yeah. Good lad. And he ain't even Jamaica. So, yeah. But yeah, I just thought say hello, you know.
Legitimate speech impediment. Oh, yeah, it definitely is legitimate, Eric. I don't go down that route. I remember what happened the last time.
No, it's legitimate. It's a legitimate fucking retard, but you know, we can't help that, can we? Fuck all that noise. Yeah, exactly. Time to shut up, yes. Time to twipe. Nah, I'm only joking. I just like ripping. It's good for the mind, body, and soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what have you been up to, Paul? What have you been up to, man? What have you been fucking doing?
Working, bro.
Any plans for the weekend? Special and shit.
He's gonna smoke a lot of weed.
Yes, Paul.
You know, tomorrow's 420. It's national. It's international smoke day, and I was about to say national, but it's international smoke day, and it's also Paul's anniversary. So,
okay.
Tomorrow he'll just be Janie's bitch.
Anyway.
Yeah, but tomorrow, like, it's, like, noticeable, yeah. You're breaking up, Caps. I don't know if it's on my end or... I don't know. Probably my end. I don't know. You're at work, though, so I blame your end.
Oh, sorry about that, yeah.
As well, you should be.
Could you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. And you should be sorry, oh, man. I was listening attentively, and you know, I had to strain my ears there.
That's a big word for you.
It is.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, cool. You're a prick. Oh, good game on Rocket last night, though, bro.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he smashed it, man. Profile done well, man. I was quite impressed, actually. Yeah. Oh, Kenton. Oh. Luda, how's the Baba? How's Tricks and Sticks? All good in the hood. No, the little man's doing well. I bet he's doing your fucking head in every day now. He's getting big, I bet. Have you learnt the trick yet to like lock him in the cupboard? Or are you not doing that? I do that with all four of mine. It's fucking effective, I tell you, because they come out really happy in that. They're like, they just look like they're really enjoying themselves.
Yeah, regular time and not military time. 420 comes twice a day. What you doing, Everett? I feel like I just got shoved into your coat pocket. I did, yeah.
I'm in your pocket. I'm in your pocket. You're all right, mate, yeah? Yeah. Fucking hell. Yeah, if you can send it, I can take a picture of that if you want. He's staring at me like I'm fucking like I've got something on my face or not. Fuck. Do not fuck with me today because I'll put you under the ground.
Oh, you ain't off work yet?
I'm in the boozer, man. Just fucking.
At the pub?
Yeah, I'm in the boozer.
Yeah, that's where you live, man. I told you.
I'm in the. Yeah. Fuck you, dickhead. Fucking horrible bastard. Who's this HCSKQNTX? Why don't you just come in as a normal person, you fucking retard? Fucking pussy.
And the views and expressions given on my podcast by other members of the panel are not necessarily that of outside of normal.
Fuck you. Just fucking shut your mouth and smoke a bowl, you cunt. Ozzy's on one. He's dribbling and everything. Yeah, man.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Ozman does. Ozman does.
I said, I gotta go, man. I said, Russell's on, man. I said, I gotta nose him. And he didn't reply. But then when James Beard came in, he went, "Hey, James Beard." I'm like, "You bastard. You read my message. You're just ignoring it."
shit, imagine, man. Proper bastard wanker. Hello, Sue. How you doing, woman?
I'm all right, you?
I hope you're doing very well. Yeah, I'm all right. Fucking Friday, ain't it?
Yes.
Say again, sorry.
I'm having a stressful day.
Oh, you know what? In the life of Sue, eh?
Yeah.
Fucking, I feel for you, man. I really do. So why is stress for her, man? Because she's got to do every fucking thing because every other dick.
I didn't tell her to sell that shit. Sell that shit.
That's the fucking problem. Yeah. What a body. She can't. Her arms fall off. I'm only joking, I'm joking. Sorry.
I'm
2.5 points in. I'm 2.5 points in.
That's right. I'm de-stressing. What do you reckon? I'm having a pedicure. Yeah, it's fine. I feel all right with you.
Oh, are ya? Yeah. Oh, tell all them bitches who are touching your toes, tickle them, tickle them. Start chewing on a little toe. Start chewing on a little toe. Fuck it. Yeah. Put some curry sauce on there and fucking lick it all up. Come on, take pictures. Come on, girls. Come on, she'll give you an extra tenner. Don't you fucking worry.
What the fuck are you talking
make sure
about?
You shave that big toe as well. She could put fucking dreadlocks on that motherfucker, man.
Who are you talking about?
She ain't a criminal, she's a criminal. You get me? Fucking hell. Oh, I'm only joking.
Sharon just messaged me to say, we just weighed your suitcase and you're 5 kilos over already.
Like, hey, Mr. B, how you doing?
Fuck you, nah.
God, it's not worth going, it really isn't.
Oh, stop being a moaner and fucking go. You've already made the decision.
Just
so
take
you fucking
like a
go.
Fucking couple pairs of clothes, so you ain't gonna have fucking 3 outfits per day.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, she sweats lockins.
No, man. That's ridiculous.
No, it's not. So you don't know me.
I'm just letting you know, man. If my wife was like, hang on, we can leave in a minute, I gotta change clothes, I'd be like, cool. But if she was like, hang on, change clothes 3 times a fucking day, I'd be like, dude, I'm leaving you. Like, I'm going. You can meet me there. I like, fucking, if I'm done by the time you get there, oh fucking well, dude.
Nah, you know what it is, though, don't you? You know what it is. She needs to change her clothes because she obviously pisses herself every 3 hours.
They make depends, man.
I was waiting for that one.
They make depends, dude.
In laughter, you know. Mate, she only has to laugh and she and it's hot at the same time and she says that it weren't her and shit. I don't understand it. Yeah. It's fucking amazing. They don't even smell. What a waste of a fart. It's unreal.
Emma, take the nose.
Oi, Emma. Was you a side person in Emma Dale?
Stop it.
Or did you just know a dude called Dale? No? All right.
Shit, dude.
No, don't mute me. She loves it, really. She fucking loves it. All right, I'm sorry, Emma.
Be good.
I'm sorry. Emma, be thy name. Thy kingdom come right up the bum. No harm done. Sorry, Russ. Didn't mean to hurt your fucking, you know.
What the heck?
Hey, you know your chef's name as Middle. He's a bank holiday cat, don't you?
Say again, sorry.
I said, you know your first day as hosting on the Middle is a bank holiday.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only day he'll actually show up.
Oh, hell yeah.
You won't be up at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it'll be the only day he actually shows up. That'd be awesome.
I know it's 3 o'clock our time.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Oi, Eric, hang on a minute, mate. You are a mess, but you're still beloved.
Beloved.
Let's not get twisted, Eric.
Is it our daily beloved?
I think you're falling for the mess. You're the mess. But yeah. Fuck you, Eric. Yeah, you don't want to make an enemy out of me, boy. I've only had 2 points, you cunt.
No, I do that. Yeah. I might do that.
I'm sober. I'm better. I'm better when I'm so when I'm drunk.
Neither when I'm so sober, when I'm so drunk.
When I've got comprehension.
When I'm so drunk.
Fuck you.
He needs at least another fight.
Bastard maggots. You maggots. Fuck off. Nah, I'm only joking, Eric. I love you, man. I love you. I love you like a hole in the head, bro. I'm only messing. But yeah, the door's going to be all right. Stuck in the middle.
I think the only
you.
Time I ever hear the word beloved is when somebody dies.
I might need a number fucking two.
Our dearly beloved, we gather.
Yeah, I don't know. That's how I feel. I feel like I've died. Well, I'm reincarnated, you bastard. Oh, look. Excuse me. Can you get me another one, please? Yeah, yeah. Thank you. You're a star.
Got to wait for service now.
Yeah, I can't be asked to stand up. Blue moon, I saw you standing.
I'm gonna play some hillbilly shit just to get that out of my head.
Fuck you, Russell. You're a wanker. Yes, I heard me. So, what time did you wake up this morning?
About 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it ain't too bad.
This is the salon, Eric. Well, I'm around.
And where is this, your little salon?
That's my salon.
Yeah, she's getting. You know what I don't get is why is it that manicure is to do with your toes and it's to do with a woman, but it's called a manicure. It's weird.
No, that's your fingers.
Yeah, it's your feet or your pedicure.
Oh, alright, a pedicure.
Yeah, I don't know. It ain't just for women. It ain't just for women.
Massage.
Fucking Brett gets some. Fucking Shep gets some.
What? Brett gets a manicure?
Yeah,
wow.
So does Shep.
What a queer.
So does Shep.
Oh,
told you.
I can imagine it gets I can imagine Shep gets the whole shebang. Do you get me?
I am sure. I've talked to quite a few guys on here that do that shit. And I'm like, what the fuck, you queer bait motherfuckers? Like, what is that? I mean, no offense to any queer bait motherfuckers out there, but.
Yeah, no offense.
Yeah,
no offense.
But,
yeah,
dude. That's just
like, at least be gay and not sort your nails out.
Right.
Fucking hell.
I mean, no, dude. It's just don't act manly all the time if all of a sudden you're not. You know, I mean, it just seems weird. You know, present yourself the way you are, dude. But all that Shep does. Shep does present himself. Shep does present himself as an old lady.
He's an old woman.
An old lady.
Yeah, he does that like an old lady, dude.
OTD is not the word. It's just an old woman.
I haven't experienced my first minute. You see, even Eric hasn't get her.
He knows.
You
see?
And Luna is not surprised that she's
how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, he's definitely OCD.
Thank you. It's always on my mind, you bitch. We're going to miss soon, man. It's not going to be here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday.
It's quiet for you.
No, she's a bitch. I think we should abuse her now so she don't go on holiday.
Man, if you don't think she's going to be jumping on Discord to talk to her some caps, man, you're crazy.
You're true.
She's gonna be posting up at the poolside, sending her
sticky Vicky's bar. She's gonna be sticky Vicky's bar.
Sticky Vicky.
She's gonna be sticky, out there on the pool on her little float.
Oh yeah. Just make sure you put one armband on. You'll go in circles. Then don't put two on because you'll be fucked.
She can't even get in the water, man. She can't. What's she gonna do? One arm dog paddle?
No, she Sue's that small. She can sit on a curb and put her feet in a puddle. Splish splash. You know what I mean? Yeah, man.
Just stay in the little shallow end over there on the steps. Yeah.
That's it. I was going to ask you a serious question.
All right. You're breaking up, though. But yeah, move your head back to the left.
What pinky are they? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
What pinky are they on right now?
They're not on them yet. They've done my fingers. They've done my fingers. They're just soaking my feet. And I'm just having a massage through the air thing.
Soaking your feet? Well, are they rocks?
No, they're in soften up. They're just like, oh, you know what I mean.
You
can't
do toilet paper
on a spa. I've got them in a foot spa.
You say I know what I mean, but
in a manicure,
you know.
Yeah.
Spa. And it bubbles and...
Spa, what? Is it like a foot fight where you both like put boxing gloves on each toe? Do you put little boxing gloves on each digit and then like have a little fight? No, nothing like that.
Moving on.
Emma, fuck off, you cunts.
Moving on.
If she charges ya, I'd go to another place.
Not in the bubbles.
What, do they have to get the angle grinder out and that to take off the top layer of your nails?
They use a grinder for the bunions, man.
It's a chainsaw.
They get the bunions off the bottom of the feet.
I've got beautiful feet. Oh,
Kelly. You hear it go from...
I ain't asking any nothing. Turbo.
Oh, you're killing me. Fucking hit,
how long does it take then, the procedure?
They're hitting that grinder on their fucking corns making popcorn, dude.
Half an hour, and then I go in the treatment room.
Go in the treatment room? What, you get like loads of treats and stuff for sweets? Oh.
Did they bring you any toast for all that jam coming out of your toes?
Did you get a lollipop when you leave? Did you get a sticker on each toe? Oh, nah.
It's my friend that owns it, isn't it?
What? You got friends? Fuck off, Sue. You can't bullshit a bullshit, man. You know, I'm trying to get it all in now because you're going on holiday, so I might as well fucking rip you to pieces. And then.
Out your system.
Yeah, man. Proper abuse you because I'm going to miss you. Yeah, man.
Aww.
And I'm jealous as well. Proper jealous. Aww. Proper jealous, man. The bitch is going away.
You're
having a wank. Sound like you're having a wank.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that just made my heart. My whole heart just warm up just a tad.
Shut up, Russell. You're only
Eric, I can't go in the old man show because I've got Tourette's, man, and I end up swearing.
I used to be that sweet. Now I have to give out Werther's Originals to get her to come along.
Guess you can't take him anymore. You and Ozzy both. I fucking know, bro. You know, it's not like I don't like him. I think he's a really cool dude, man. But I don't want to wreck his show, man.
He just
ignores
me when I go in there. He only says goodbye to me when I'm leaving.
No. I genuinely just don't want to wreck his show, man, because it's not fair. Though. Yeah. I got respect, you know.
No, don't have to remind him. Cats is cats, Eric. You're never going to change him. Why would you want him? I can't help it.
So yeah,
I have to get excited.
I got a Woody.
He does, man. don't get that man on a rant. He will beat that horse into the fucking ground, unbury it, and beat it again.
Fuck you. You said that yesterday. You prick. Fuck you, Russell.
Yeah, I told you, why don't you pick that horse back up and kick him down one more time, man. Beat this shit out of him.
Oh, you shouldn't have called it a whore, though. That's not nice.
What do you want? It's like, what do you want, man? You want people to run out into the street and be like, we get it! God damn, get it!
No, I want to write a novel about it, that's what.
Dude, you wrote the novel, adapted the screenplay, selected the actors, and produced a movie, man.
Oh, so when I'm a not chipper? See, do I get everything in a different way? I'm like, okay.
So how long are you gonna keep up this day drinking?
Probably until I die. It's Friday, high day, bro. It's Friday, man. I finished work. I go to the booze, have a couple of jars, go home, beat the missus up, lock the kids in the cupboard, and then fucking carry on playing. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, so around what time are you going to be on Rocket League today, man?
Hang on, let me get my crystal ball out of my magic wand. In a couple of hours, I'd say. Nah, I might be able to get on in about an hour and a half, 2 hours, but it all dependent on... you're going to have to fuck off in 3 minutes, eh?
The old man comes on in 3 minutes.
Well, I'm gonna go home, get some beers, and then.
He'll remember.
Bear me.
So when the fuck are you? When are you leaving? When, sir? Tomorrow.
Sorry.
When are you leaving tomorrow morning?
No, 7 o'clock Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Hmm.
So me and Kat's really got to figure this trivia thing out by ourselves.
That's easy, man. I can do it.
Oh no, I'm at work tomorrow. I'm at work tomorrow. Only in the morning.
I was talking about being bothered with typing this shit out, Caps.
Just give me a shout in the afternoon tomorrow.
I'm lazy and you can't write.
Just sit there.
I'm lazy and you can't write.
You're going to have to. All right.
Just,
what?
Do it tomorrow.
What the fuck you want about? I can write.
Damn. I'll do it if you want, you fucking faggot. I'll do it all. Oh man, I can multitask, man.
You won't, Caps. You were doing it 5 minutes before the show last time.
And I still did it. That's the fucking thing.
No, I did it.
She said, no, I did it.
Listen, self praise is no fucking praise, isn't it? Right, I'm going to fuck off and let Russell end his show. Sue, have a lovely day. I'll see you soon. Russell, Paul, Abron, everyone.
Bye,
Ed.
Bye, Paul.
Yeah, I'll see everybody soon, man. Head over to
the have a good one.
We'll be back on
bye-bye for now.
Everybody have a good one. Later, my friends.
Bye-bye.